The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Scientists are finally closing in on a goal they have spent years trying to achieve, a blood test to screen people for possible signs of Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. At an international conference in Los Angeles, different research groups were scheduled to present evidence to show how far they've progressed. More from VOA's Faith Lapidus.
Thomas Doyle, a 66-year-old retired university professor, began to notice symptoms of memory loss while he was still teaching.
I was a professor of education, and I started to forget the lectures that I had given for years and years and years, and I was having trouble answering students' questions.
But it took many months of neurology appointments and testing before he was finally diagnosed with a form of dementia.
It's so difficult at times to come up with a diagnosis for those of us who have dementia. And all that time we're wondering is a time of anxiety.
Currently, patients looking for a diagnosis are given cognitive tests. But according to the Alzheimer's Association, these are only 80% accurate. Spinal fluids and more recently PET scans have been used, but they are invasive and expensive. Ideally, say doctors, they'd like a simple blood test that would allow them to diagnose dementias like Alzheimer's years before symptoms become obvious. Because once there are symptoms, the brain has already begun to change. Dr. Richard Hodes, director of the National Institute on Aging, says a blood test will be able to show changes at a molecular level before there is neurological damage.
These biomarkers allow detection of ongoing changes in the brain years, in some cases even decades, before the appearance of symptoms. This means we can now look to intervene with clinical trials, experimental treatments, at a time well before these changes have occurred in the brain, and perhaps when we can prevent their change rather than the more difficult challenge of having to reverse damage to the brain and its neuronal connections.
There's been a dramatic improvement in blood test technology, which could soon be sensitive enough to reveal the presence of amyloid, a protein that clogs the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Researchers hope to use new tests to identify drug targets or a gene marker so that doctors can prevent the protein's formation. A diagnostic blood test would also be useful for identifying who is best suited for clinical trials and for helping patients like Thomas Doyle avoid years of anxiety. Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.